I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan State Police Troopers Andy Rigling and Stacy Rassinen. They joined me to talk about a recruitment seminar that's happening at the Negaunee Post later this week. Here's more with Troopers Stacy Rassinen and Andy Rigling.
We're having a recruiting seminar on the 20th, this Friday, at 10 a.m. at the Negaunee Post to answer anybody's questions, to go through the process, and let everybody know what it takes to be a state trooper.
What's some of the key things they usually want to know?
Well, I guess a lot of it is the minimum qualifications that we have. Is you have to be a U.S. citizen, be at least 21 by the time you graduate from our academy. You have to take a civil service test, and you can take that when you're 18. GED or high school diploma is our educational requirement. Resident of Michigan prior to graduating from the academy. Same thing with a valid Michigan driver's license. And then a fairly clean record.
Sure.
Of course, no felonies.
Sounds like really a lot of the kind of basic stuff to have to get that ball rolling. And that's what it's about. Now, what's going to be happening at the seminar on Friday?
We're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're going to go through all our minimum qualifications, the process, what it takes to go through, all the steps you have to take. Kind of a introduction to what recruit school life is about, what it's like to be a state trooper, and talk about some of our salary and benefits, and just an opportunity for people to ask questions.
Well, one of the questions I have is, what is it like to be a Michigan State Police trooper?
Well, it's different than a lot of jobs, of course. We're out there serving the public. I always say that sometimes I get in that car and I say, oh, man, I can't believe they're paying me to do this. And the next minute, they don't pay me enough to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a job where you're doing a lot of, it is not a typical job, that's for sure. We'll just agree with that.
Right,
for sure.
Right.
And also in the studio with me this morning is Trooper Stacy Rassinen. And we've talked with you over the years with a lot of different things with the state police. And your involvement with this is also to kind of give a perspective as being a female trooper. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a very interesting job. I love doing my job, and females can do it. There's many different specialties, too, that we like to make people aware that once you get in after 2 years that you can apply for. One of those specialty positions that I did was I was a hostage negotiator on the ES team, or what people might look at as the SWAT team. Mm-hmm. And that was for 10 years. It was a great experience. I got to see the state of Michigan and, handle situations that I never thought I'd ever see. And it was just a great experience and learning experience.
What's rewarding for you now as a trooper? As someone would say, well, why should I do this? I mean, for your personal sense, what are some of the things that have made you feel, that this is a rewarding job?
When I look back, and it's been almost 24 years, I look back at all the situations where I've helped people. You know, and then you reconnect with those people later under non-stressful situations, and they come up and they thank you. And I think that that's what keeps me in this line of work is that.
Also in the studio with us, Trooper Andy Rigling. He struggled to say mightily. And of course, with this particular event, this is open to all. People can come by and find out more about what it is. Again, what's the details, when and where?
Yeah, it's going to be on Friday, July 20th, which is this coming Friday at 10 a.m. at the Negaunee Post at 180 U.S. 41 East. They can get a hold of me to register, or else they can just show up. That's fine, too.
I was going to ask you that. Is there a registration required? I mean, you'd like to know if some people are coming.
Right,
sure.
Just for a head count.
Okay.
They can give me a call at 236-1032 or on my email at rigglinga, which is RIGLINGA, at michigan.gov.
That's the comments of Michigan State Police Troopers Andy Rigling and Stacy Rassinen. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.